click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. On the air.
With Google Tumfupi.
086-000-959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. As mentioned, we know that we're just a few more minutes away from the Easter weekend really starting and getting under full swing. And we know what this typically means. Much like the festive season, this is where you and I go out to the stores a lot more to eat out with friends and loved ones. Perhaps go to the grocery stores to make purchases for the food and the meals that we're going to prepare. Or also travel out of the provinces and cities that we used to make sure that we can enjoy just a bit of a breather within the various holiday destinations that we have. And through that, you're either on the road, you're on a plane, you're in a bus, whatever mode of transport you're typically using, ultimately, you need to transact and pay for it. So what does this mean in terms of the expectations that we have when it comes to South Africans and our spending trends during this Easter weekend and Easter season? Well, we decided to call a good friend of the show to help us unpack these numbers and often gives us a clear guideline as to what's happening in our pockets. But you're also welcome to share your thoughts, 063-688-0959. You can share your thoughts via voice note. And we want to know, what are you spending on this Easter season? Ashley Safi joins us now as FNB Card Head of Spend and Customer Value Management. Ashley, it's such a pleasure to speak to you again. And thank you so much for making time for us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Always love it.
Always excited to speak to you. And I can imagine it's during these times of the year that you and your team must sit together and rub your hands together to say, how will South Africans surprise us now? We've spoken about Black Friday. We've spoken about the festive season. But here we are, Easter weekend for 2025. Where are we in terms of expectations for spending this year?
Indeed. Always very interesting to see what our consumers are doing over these holiday periods. Currently, we're seeing that we're expecting about an 8% increase over Easter weekend compared to last year. Mm-hmm. For this week that's been building up, we're currently sitting at 9%. So we do think that roughly between 8 to 10% is where we're going to land. And that is attributed to a lot of things, right? Yeah. Increases in accommodation, travel spend, restaurants and entertainment. You know, with the public holidays, people are doing more family time things, so including going out more. And that's basically where we're seeing the money being spent.
This sounds exciting, but I'm also a bit intrigued because when we think about the fact that interest rates, yes, came down cumulatively last year, but at the moment we're seeing the MPC saying we're going to have a pause. So is this us just being, I guess, a lot more nimble and agile with our cards and having planned for the spending, but also just perhaps just wanting to reward ourselves and say, you know what, we've worked hard?
I think it's a really interesting time for our customers, actually. So on the one hand, I think there is a group of customers that have strong consumer confidence and resilience at the moment, and they have planned maybe for the spend. But then on the other hand, there are surveys that suggest that consumer confidence has gone down with the VAT increases being imminent, etc. So it is an interesting time that I think some of the customers might be choosing tradition, might be driving spend and holiday seasons more than necessarily consumer confidence. On the one hand. And then on the other, I do think that there are actually some levels of relief that has been given because of the interest rates, because of inflation only being at 3.2% currently. Mm. Yeah, I think it's a very interesting time for our consumers.
Very interesting indeed. And as you've mentioned, this is typically where we are expecting to see an increase in spend. Maybe help us understand, what are we spending on? And if there's a shift in the trends on what we spend on before Easter versus during Easter.
Indeed. So during this time, we're seeing obviously more of accommodation and travel and flights being booked. Great time to be traveling, you know, with all the holidays. So we are seeing more flights, etc. The fact that we're seeing it now and not long in advance might be suggest that customers are looking for last minute deals, potentially, or have, you know, at the last minute decided to go away. And that could be from a discount perspective, potentially campaigns and stuff run by the various companies in this field. Then we're also seeing a lot of spend, though, go to more of the restaurants and entertainment type of things. Mm. So accommodation, we've been seeing roughly about 15% increase. where on the restaurant side, we're seeing about a 5-6% increase currently at the moment, but we expect over this weekend that it will go as well to double digits.
Oh, it's going to be a busy one. Next time I swipe my card, I'll think about you and think, ooh, Ashley called this behavior.
But girl, you're not going to be swiping that card. You're going to be tapping your virtual card. I know you.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley, you know me so well. Because we've mentioned this before, right? And maybe that's a beautiful point to also add on. I use my virtual card and literally my phone because I think it's easier. It's easy to access. It's more flexible. And also, I feel like from a security point of view, I don't run the risk of someone actually seeing my CVV number and stealing my card and using it and other things that could happen. And I think this is important for us to also emphasize because banks like FNB have also continued to educate consumers around the protection of their data and information. Because in as much as we are shopping, fraudsters are also on the lookout, shopping for vulnerable victims. So maybe talk to us about that theme and some of the aspects we need to keep top of mind to improve our security.
Indeed. So our virtual card spend has continued to grow, and we have been pushing it quite aggressively because of the benefit to the customer. So the fraud benefit of being less fraud on it because of the dynamic CVV changing every couple of minutes, right?
Yes.
Also, you know, the safety of authentication, of actually tokenization, of having your card loaded on a digital wallet, you know, biometrics needed then to open up your phone. So it really is safer from that point of view. Last year, this time versus now, was like 150% increase in virtual card spend, right?
Whoa.
And I think that really shows a nice shift that South Africans are prioritizing security and convenience with virtual card, offering those dynamic CVVs, etc. And it also reflects that the broader move to digital payments as consumers adopt to having less cash and more tech-driven like economy.
Ashley, I think we need to repeat that number again. Yeah, the use of the virtual or digital card has increased by 100%.
Yeah, so by 134% year-on-year was in the previous season, and we have 150% now at the moment. So yeah, very, really, really high numbers, yeah, during this current Easter season. But it's just in general the shift from less cash to more digital type of payments.
Yeah, got you. This might be an unfair question because I know you'll only be able to collate the data after the weekend. But do we have an understanding of the average quantum spend per transaction or maybe spend during this season? I'm trying to dig into our pockets and find out if we're spending thousands and thousands or just a couple hundred rands.
So average transaction is always quite interesting. I mean, our average transaction value is roughly around 430 rand. Mm-hmm. So I think that speaks to probably more smaller type of purchases. I think if we go there into the detail though on what type of purchases, obviously at accommodation is going to be significantly higher than that average. And flights is in the thousands, the average transaction value. So, I mean, I think happy to chat to you next week on the details.
Yes.
that we see. But I think it really depends, one, on the card type that the customer is using, and then two, it's on the various categories.
100%. Ashley, it's always phenomenal speaking to you because you really just help us get a better understanding of our consumer behavior, what we're doing with our cards, how we're spending, where we're spending. And as you've mentioned, we'll have more details and insight into that next week. And I'm assuming this is also a good time to make use of the loyalty points that might be linked to your card, right? Or account.
Indeed, right? So, I mean, if it is a tough time currently for you, I would recommend to all customers to use their associated loyalty programs. I mean, I think almost every merchant has a loyalty program. Most banks have a really good loyalty program. And obviously on the F&B side, it is eBucks. So I encourage customers to make benefits to stretch their own wallets by using those points and those rewards at the various partners.
Definitely. Ashley? Always amazing speaking to you. Looking forward to touching base with you next week once your team have crunched the numbers and you are able to share feedback with us. Thank you again.
Awesome. Have a great long weekend.
And likewise to you. Be safe if you'll be traveling and find some time to rest. Otherwise, have a blast. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Take care. That's Ashley Safi, who's the FNB Card Head of Spend and Customer Value Management, joining us today. We always have amazing conversations with Ashley, just reflecting on the spending trends and, of course, the various holidays and how they are influenced. And not just with Ashley from FNB, but as you would know, we have great relationships with all the banks to give us some insight into our our spending behavior right across the spectrum, to know how much we're spending, where we're spending, how long for, and of course, what kind of purchases we are actually making. So, as always, we're quite keen to hear your thoughts on this one. Have you already started spending for or ahead of the long weekend? We want to hear from you. And from what I can tell, a lot of you have already started your weekend because you're quiet. Share your voice notes, 063-688-0959. We're more than happy to hear from you. And we can talk about literally anything, right? Maybe we've been too serious, all about Trump, Trump, Trump. But the truth is, Trump and the tariff still matters. And when we come back in a week's time from now, we'll still have to reflect on it. But maybe on the lighter side of things, help us understand, are you spending? Are you traveling this Easter weekend? Where are you going to? Have you budgeted for it? If not, let us know. Perhaps you'd just be able to spend on it. We want to hear your voice and get your thoughts on this conversation. 063-688-0959. Bongo, lovely to hear from you.
Say what you're thinking.
WhatsApp, Google it on Fupi.
063-688-0959.
On the street, on the air.
Hi, this is Gugu. It's Bongo here from Soweto. Talking to Hotman Dumeling, very, very refreshing topic, or very refreshing person to talk to. Yes, he's from Vukile Properties, talking about the commercial space. I'm also in the commercial space, in project management. I've been a property developer for the past 15 years, or working for a property developer for the past 15 years. Listening to his way of thinking, his way of leadership, very refreshing. Because in the construction space, right, there's people who are very selfish. It's all about the bottom line, about the profit. They cut undercut here and there. But listening to the way he talks about the community and the building of the community, sustainability of the properties as well, very refreshing. That's what I aspire to. Whatever building that you do, you give back, and you make sure that it empowers the community. Very, very great topic. Very, very great person to talk to. It makes me want to literally go work for Vukile. Actually, I might apply. But hey, it's very refreshing, very refreshing. Thank you for having Vukile. I mean, Itumeleng there, and talking about the commercial space and the property industry. I learned a lot.
Oh, lovely. Bongo, thank you so much. We appreciate your voice notes, sir. And we love it when we're all able to learn from the conversations we have with our guests. I must tell you, there's a tweet or question that came through via WhatsApp from Duma, SS Duma. I'm so sorry I missed this, man. Would have been a great question. Duma says, Kuku, please ask him if they ever face challenges with the construction mafia. Right? Yeah, it would have been great to hear Itumeleng's perspective on that. But you know what? As you know, he's a good friend of the show. So next time we touch base with him on results or any other themes, we'll be sure to address it with him. But always welcome your thoughts and your feedback. That was feedback on the conversation we had with Itumeleng Mutibedi, who's the Managing Director of Vukile Properties Southern Africa Operations. We welcome your voice notes and feedback on that. Speaking of voice notes, Afro Soul.
Good evening, Coco and Itumeleng. I just have a question because I feel Uguti. I know Uguti portfolio, but it's all about retailers and stuff. But I feel like we have enough malls now and all that. So this is me, my opinion. So I was thinking, Uguti, in their portfolio, aren't they interested in actually growing their portfolio and actually having maybe a factory? Since they're in retail, a factory that will manufacture stuff for the customers, that for the guys that have stores in their malls and stuff like that, especially when it comes to like clothing, like textile stuff and all that. Build a factory, I don't know where, wherever, but have those guys manufacture their stuff in their factory and then sell them in their malls and stuff, sort of building a chain, you know, and all that. Because I'm saying this because I'm coming from a home is in Newcastle, Matatin. We used to have beautiful factories there and all that, but now that place is becoming a ghost town, you know. So I feel Uguti, Ama malls, we have enough malls. I know it's working for them. It brings money to the shareholders and all that, but I think also this, maybe it's something that they can think of also.
Very, very good point there. But Afro Soul, really appreciate that. And you're quite right. A few of these questions are so valid that we can definitely put them and pose them back to Itumeleng and his team. But also many other players within the property space, because as we've witnessed, especially a place like Newcastle, ArcelorMittal has come under immense pressure. And even when we spoke to the business body, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Newcastle, I beg your pardon, I just had to remember their name. They had also mentioned that the economy there has been struggling. So you're quite right. As long as we also look at opportunities that do speak to the ecosystem and the value chain, that could come up. But I do think Buti Dumeleng also referenced it briefly. You might recall he does sit on the B20 South Africa Finance and Infrastructure Task Team. And that's exactly what it speaks to, right? Unlocking the money to make sure that we can build the factories, the roads, the water, and all the other necessary infrastructure to facilitate the growth of these economies and industries. So overall, man, appreciate it. Afro Soul, your voice note, as well as Upotbongo, appreciate your voice notes too. To all of you, though, as our amazing listeners, it's been fantastic having you with us throughout the show and, of course, giving us your feedback day after day as we've been commenting not only on Donald Trump and the trade war, but, of course, even taking a look at what this means for interest rates and the outlook going forward in South Africa and ultimately how it impacts our pockets as South Africans. For you and I to go to the shopping malls this weekend, to spend as much as we do, and even for those of you who might be packing your bags right now, getting ready to hop into a vehicle and make your way up the N1, down the N3, to the west, to the N12, and N14, and many other places across the country. So do be safe. And of course, next time you interact with some of these places, like the toll gate, think about the traffic that you're witnessing there. Think about the cost, the processing, and the IT equipment that makes it easy for you to either tap and go as you swipe your card, or even the cash that you're using and handing over as you go through the gantry. When you go to the filling stations and you witness yourself and many other people top up their petrol tanks, run quickly into the store to get a quick burger or other snacks and a cup of coffee and cool drink. Understand that all of that speaks to the economy as well. There's a whole value chain in the background, trucks and distribution networks that had to deliver that food to that filling station, wherever it might be, to make sure that it's adequately stocked for you to enjoy those goods. And even if you're staying in a place like Johannesburg and not really going out of the city this week, then bear in mind that even the trips that you take locally, the local restaurants and the eateries that you go to, the shopping malls that you'll get to enjoy, ultimately, they are individuals and people who take big business decisions to make sure that the pickled fish that's on the fridge, the Easter eggs that will be on the shelf, the gifts as well that will be on the shelf, are all products that have been timed for this particular period of the year. And through the supply chain environment, there were quick decisions that had to be made to make sure that by this weekend, those particular products, goods and services, down to the hot cross buns, are on the shelf at this particular time. So we don't take it for granted that, you know, we just walk into spaces, swipe our cards, hand over money and enjoy the pleasures of these holidays. But we do understand that through it all, ultimately, there is a business and ecosystem that is involved in that regard. So on that note, it's been amazing being with you as always. We have always had a blast with you. We're just going to check for one or two more voice notes in case they might have slipped through in the last minute. So we'll double check that for you very quickly. But more than anything, I also just want to let you know that next week, Sumitra Naidu, my good colleague, will be standing in for me. I will be away very briefly, but I will be back on the 29th of April to make sure that we keep you updated on the latest business and finance news. So next week, Sumitra Naidu holding the fort. I will be back again on Tuesday, the 29th of April. For now, though, let's close out the show by listening to Uputbongani Keswa.
Sisigugu, ngiyabonga for ukunginspire ukuthi nginveste ku-property, gold, retail, because namhlanje ngifunde ukuthi ukuinvesta kulenzani emamoli in terms of structure, it does generate a lot of money and it also creates employment.
Mm-hmm.
So ngiyabonga kakhulu accounting, economics, data science. Ama subjects engiphila ngawo, so through knowledge engipha yona ne skill engisiphethe, like yo, I'm going far.
Oh,
thank you.
But bongani, Ngiyakubonga mina mfowethu. Yazi ngijabula kanjani. The more that you and I are able to exchange views, exchange ideas, and with everybody else who joins us as members of the Kaya Biz family, that's what we're here for. Business isn't boring. We can all learn. We can all embark on the journey to make sure we get educated, we build wealth, and we also just learn more about the world of business in that regard. We also have another voice note from Psych.
Hi, Gugu. Hey, you know what? Each and every time when I hear your voice on the radio, you know, I'm scared. Can you take a leave, man, today? I don't know why they didn't give you a leave. Because then we need to enjoy the lesson that we have. It's that time of the year whereby some of us are enjoying our money on liquor, alcohol, or some of you are enjoying it on the likes of the 10% and the priest and the church and whatsoever. Can you come back again on Tuesday whereby you will remind us on how much did we spend in this weekend, in this Easter weekend? Enjoy your long weekend, Coco, and everyone else. Have a safe Easter. We need you guys again next week on Tuesday. Thank you.
Oh, but Saik, siyabonga kakhulu. I wish you could see the smile on my face, including the giggles. So yes, I will be taking this weekend off to rest. Next week, I'm actually in Namibia for a conference on energy. And then I'll be back again on the 29th of April to pick up on telling you kuthi niyaphi imali yakho. But Saik. Hey, just tread carefully. We need you safe on the roads, and we also want to be back with you as well to keep you updated on all things business. So enjoy your money. Don't shorten yourself. Oh, what's the English word? Oh, mudibedi, help a sister out. Don't deprive yourself. There we go. I think you can tell I'm quite keen for my weekend to start as well. But don't deprive yourself, but do so responsibly, right? Just as long as you don't find yourself in any difficult financial positions or decisions that are hard to come out of. But despite that, we work hard. It's been a difficult first quarter of the year. Lots of volatility, but as we know, life is all about duality. So take care of yourselves, travel safely if you are traveling. If you're staying in Joburg, do so safely too. And Sumitra Naidu will keep you company next week. I will be back next week, the week after, on the 29th of April. Until then, happy spending, but also happy saving and investing.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. These are stories you